Hello and welcome to the Owl's Nest podcast at 91.1 WHFC. My name is David Varib and I'll be your host. And joining me today is Laura Burke. Laura Burke is the student wellness specialist at HCC.
Yeah. Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on. Could you tell us a bit about yourself and what a student wellness specialist does?
Sure. So I've been at the college for about 3.5 years now, and I am also alumni. So HCC is very near and dear to my heart. I work in the Office of Student Life, and in there we have so many different opportunities for students to get involved and do co-curricular activities. So my main focus is on wellness opportunities and health opportunities, along with social programs and events that we do on campus.
Okay, you said wellness opportunities and health opportunities. Like what? Like I saw the relaxation room or something?
Yeah, we have a wonderful relaxation room that's open for anyone on campus, actually. And it's Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. It's just a really wonderful soundproofed room that's tucked away. And it's in the student center. Anyone can just go use it. We have yoga mats and a lactation area for any parents that are lactating or breastfeeding. And then we also have just a mat where someone can just relax and hang out on the floor. And my favorite thing is the zero gravity chair. So someone can just kind of lounge and relax in there. And it's actually becoming very popular now that students are aware that it's there.
Okay, I'm definitely going to want some more information. So first of all, 9 to 4 would be a.m. to p.m.
Yes,
9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That's correct. So we kind of monitor it and have to make sure it's clean. So we do it during our office hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then are these individual rooms or one big room that everyone can come in?
It's a room that could host a small group. It's not very large, so it is very intimate. Mostly we see 1 to 3 people that go in there for either small group meditation or just relaxation on their own.
Okay. And is there guided meditation anytime, or is it just you go in, chill out, decompress?
Yeah, that's great. Actually, the relaxation room is completely self-guided. I do offer some suggestions for things like podcasts that they can listen to and meditations. However, another component of my job is offering Mindful Mondays, which is an hour workshop every Monday during college hour from 1 to 2. And that's where we really kind of hone in on all the different dimensions of wellness. And I incorporate a lot of mindfulness and meditation through those workshops. So coming up actually later this month on the 25th, we'll be doing a wilderness retreat. So basically, we're meeting in the student center and we'll be walking around. We have such a beautiful campus here, right? So we're going to be walking around doing a silent meditation, stopping at some very significant points on campus to just kind of take in how beautiful everything is, especially now that the leaves are starting to change.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been to some places in campus that I was like, oh, you can go back there? That's actually a thing we can touch and be around. So that would be really interesting to go out and get into the wilderness, as it were, of the campus and see what's around.
Yeah, the trendy term for it is forest bathing. So we could go out there and do that, or we can just walk and enjoy nature.
Forest bathing. I like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool trails that are back behind some of the buildings that people just don't know are there. So we want to spread the word that if you just need a little retreat into nature, it's right here.
Okay. Yeah. And when is that again?
That's October 25th.
Okay.
From 1 to 2.
1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably be going over all of the events as they're going
on
at the end of the program, too, just so we have a rundown of everything that's going on.
Yes, yes. And we have a wonderful app for our students. Anyone can actually download it. It's called the Harford Events app, and it lists basically everything that's going on campus within each given month. So it should be listed on there already, all the details.
All right. That's awesome. And you said social events.
Yes.
Let's get talking about those.
Yeah. So we offer so many different social events. And to me, as the wellness specialist, I find that coming out, well, we're still in a pandemic, right? But coming out and out of our homes, back on campus, back with each other, I think the social wellness of ourselves is of the utmost importance right now, because a lot of people, you know, they started their I guess they graduated from high school and started their college experience all virtually. And we really need to get out and establish those connections and relationships with each other. So as the wellness specialist, I have been very dedicated to offering more social opportunities on campus. And some of our students may be familiar with the Owl Fest that we had last month. And that was super, it was so much fun seeing just, it looked like the campus looked 2 years ago before the pandemic. You know, everyone was having fun. Of course, people were wearing masks and being safe, but like, it was just such a beautiful thing to see everybody with smiles on their faces. So we want to make sure we keep offering things like that. And in fact, next week on Friday, October 15th, we are offering, HCC has Fall Festival. Now, this is open to everybody in the community. Anybody can come, not just students, but we are offering complimentary tickets out of the Office of Student Life while they last. We have 100 available. But the rest of the tickets are only $5 a piece. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Kelly Bell Band, but they are local from Maryland. They are awesome. And I know a lot of people are really eager to see them, and they're going to be performing a 90-minute set at the Fall Festival.
I actually saw them at the, at Havre de Grace when they did the wine and seafood festival.
Yes.
I saw them and I saw them on the flyer and I was like, I can't wait to come see them again. They're very good.
I know. I think that's a big selling point for a lot of people. And, you know, the Fall Festival is geared towards families because we do recognize the limitations that some students may have with, you know, small children and being like, well, I want to attend these events, but I have my kids. So, of course, we wanted to be inclusive and make sure that there's something for everybody here. So whether you're a child, you have siblings, you have kids, you know, you're older, you're into the jam band scene, there's something for you here. You know, we're going to have a blast.
So what kind of events and stuff are going to be going on at the...
Well, we have a couple carnival games. We have a train that's going to be taking like a very leisurely tour of the back part of campus, and that's going to be really nice. We have a huge bounce house that's going to be... I'm probably going to have to do something like Adult Swim so the kids, you know, get a break and the adults can go in and have fun and play. The band is going to be there. There's going to be really good, you know, concessions and food, vendors. There are going to be about 20 vendors, so there will be the opportunity to meet some local organizations, and people are going to be selling their goods and services there. I know that a lot of kids love face painting, and even our students on campus love that, and caricature artists, so we're going to have that here as well, and a photo booth with the opportunities for kids to come in costume and get some candy and things like that. So it'll be really awesome. I'm so excited, and you know, we just want to make sure that everybody's having a good time.
Oh, definitely, for sure. I'm excited for it already. I got my ticket earlier today, actually.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So some other campus events that are going on?
Yeah, that's great. And one of my most favorite events that we put on annually that unfortunately we missed out on last year is our Halloween costume contest and party. And this is open to everybody on campus. So staff, faculty, and students. It's always been very well attended. And these people love to put on a show with their costumes. So I am so excited for what people have to bring because they've had, you know, 2 years to really think about what they're going to wear for this Halloween costume contest. And that's going to be out on the quad on October 28th from 11 to 1. And there's a really cool tent that's out on the quad. And that is just going to be the perfect atmosphere for a party like this because it gives people, you know, the safety of distance and also being outdoors while they can have a good time.
Now that you've talked about the costume contest and you talked about how exciting it is, I got to know, in the previous years, what are some of these awesome costumes that you've seen before? Let me know.
Oh, that's so good. So, did you ever see The Avengers?
I absolutely have.
Okay, so you know when Thor gets a little bit overweight and, he's getting a downward spiral. So one of our faculty members actually dressed up like that Thor, and it was on point. It was so funny. That was personally my favorite, but we have some really great groups too. We've seen a group of people that looked like they were on a roller coaster together. Some people that looked like they were dressed up like the Oscars in gold. They were decked out. I mean, they really went all out. It was so cool. And I know students have such a blast too seeing it. And we give out trophies too. So we have judges and just make sure the experience is fun for everybody.
Okay. And what's your costume?
You have to show up
to find out. So there you go, guys. You have to show up to see what Laura's going to be wearing.
We always dress up as a group in our office, but we don't actually, since we're hosting it, we don't compete in the contest. We wouldn't win anything anyway because we always, you
know. Nepotism. I get it.
yeah, it's just important.
And other events going on? Because let's go through them all.
I know. We really love Halloween out here. So if you stop by Student Life's office, we're already decorated for Halloween. And the day after our party, we have a double feature drive-in movie experience for our students. So I am super excited because we're going to be showing Hocus Pocus, which is family-friendly, cult classic. You know, everybody loves Hocus Pocus, right? And then after that, The Late Show is going to be the new Candyman movie, which I'm really excited about. It's rated R, so we have to make sure that we're not saying, like, oh, bring your kids to both.
Yeah, put the kiddies to bed before
put
you
them
come
to this. Bed. Come back for Candyman. It just came out in August, so I think it's going to be released the week of this drive-in movie experience. So it's going to be pretty cool. And those tickets are free for students, and it's just like your car. Basically, you can fill up your car with as many people as you want or feel comfortable with and come out and see us. So that information is also on the app. After that, you know, November is kind of a slow month for us planning wise because we know how difficult that time is for people, right? It's a lot of exams, you have midterms and family and holidays are starting. It's a lot going on. So we just want to make sure that there are some cool opportunities for people. So we do have a Thanksgiving luncheon for students where students can just come to the Student Center and get some free food. And we also do that for Native American Heritage Day, and we have a free lunch for that. That's actually going to be on November 2nd from 12:30 to 1:30 in the Globe Cafe, which is the cafe area in the Student Center. I do also want to just put a plug in. I know I've mentioned my Mindful Mondays every Monday, but we also have Emerging Leaders Program, which is a really great opportunity, and that's every Wednesday during college hour, and there's always a series of really cool activities and workshops going on. So even in 2 weeks, we have a celebration for International Pronouns Day, and we're going to be doing a paint party. We do a couple paint parties throughout the year just because people love art and, you know, love following that kind of instruction. So we even have another one coming up at the end of November on the 29th for winter. It's just going to be like a winter theme paint party. But anyone that's interested in joining Emerging Leaders, you do get the opportunity for scholarship. And it's a resume builder to say that you were part of this amazing program. And then actually at the end of the year, given the limitations with COVID, this may or may not happen this year, but they do a conference in Disney World. And so people that complete the program get the opportunity to go to Disney World on a really cool trip.
The Emerging Leaders, would you be able to tell us more about exactly what that is, or could we find out more on the website?
You could find out more on our website, and each one, they're on Wednesdays from 1 to 2, so you can always drop by and just kind of see what's going on. But my colleague, Caitlin White, she leads that. She is the student leadership specialist, so she plans those activities, and everything you would need to know is on the events app. And it just basically has qualifications, like having to do so many workshops with her and service learning experiences or civic engagement opportunities. And I think there might be an essay component as well. I'm not sure. But it is, you know, it's an experience for sure. And I think a lot of students love that. And they've always, our emerging leaders have kept in touch with us over the years. So yeah,
that's what we want more of. We want more emerging leaders.
Yeah, exactly. And what we found is like students that get involved in this kind of stuff, whether it's the social or wellness or diversity or leadership or a student organization, they're the ones that tend to really enjoy their college experience so much more and they get so much out of it. And I understand it's difficult. You know, we have to work. We go to school. We have a life and families and friends. It's hard to balance all of it. But just coming by and meeting us in Student Life and seeing if there's one thing that can fit into your life could substantially change your whole college experience. And then when you go to a four-year university, if that's what you choose to do, you'll probably find those same kind of clubs or interests at a four-year school too. And so, but we really try to bring that feeling to a smaller, you know, community college. We understand this, you know, isn't always everyone's first choice for a college, but we want to make it feel like you made the right choice for your college. And
yeah,
I know,
absolutely.
You know, it comes down to that. So we do offer those kind of four-year experiences at our two-year school.
Okay. Can you elaborate more on the paint day too for the...
Yeah, so The one that's coming up is October 20th, and we do, we want to be very inclusive and celebrate everybody. So International Pronouns Day is very important to us so that we can just respect and identify and understand where people are coming from more. So with that particular paint party, we're just going to be doing a really, it's just fun. I think it's a flower with a rainbow, and you'll be able to put your pronoun or pronouns in the middle of it. And it's going to be a little bit more free-flowing, but we do have an instructor that kind of tells you what to do and helps you along, because not everybody is super comfortable with just being given paint and a paintbrush.
Not saying, everyone's like, Bob Ross, go. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's going to be hard. And then we do ones that are just easy peasy. If you want to give it as a gift, you can. So like the winter theme is just like a landscape and stuff like that. But we do offer things even through December. So we have Winter Wonderland that happens in December on the 2nd. And what we do then is it's just a hot chocolate station where people can make their own hot chocolate, grab a cookie. And then we even have these gingerbread kits where people can build a gingerbread house, and we do a contest. So the winner of the contest usually gets a college gift, a college store gift card or some kind of giveaway from our office. So we do that kind of stuff. And that's always really fun. I do want to also highlight, for those that are interested in music, coming up in November, on November 18th, which is a Thursday, we're going to have a really, really cool, it's a presentation on Fela Kuti and Cab Calloway. If you are not familiar with those two artists, very historically important people, and it's good to understand that. And it's going to be, Peter Brooks is going to be the guide and storyteller for that event. And that's open to anybody on campus, and lunch is included. We always like to let people know that at most of our events, we have a lot of free food, and we want to make sure that people feel taken care of and they're not missing out on, lunch. They don't have to skip lunch to have an experience. They can come and have both.
Yeah, come on in and have a fun, enjoy something important on campus, something fun on campus, get social. And eat at the same time, because what brings people more together better than food? Yeah. Like when the Tatarka brothers came over there sharing the ice cream with everybody.
Oh yeah,
I want to do that again.
I know. I heard that was a hit. I was out that day, but
absolutely.
I heard like 200 people got some free ice cream. That Honey Graham ice cream is so good from Tatarka Brothers. I do really love them. So, that's this semester kind of in a nutshell. I will say there are other workshops and things scattered in between those big things that I just mentioned, and it's all on the Harford Events app, and every student gets a student email every week. And, we see the same students at all of our events, and they're always saying they're checking the app regularly. They see the email, they read the email, and they come. And they are never let down or disappointed by what they come see. We always make sure that you're left with either knowledge or happiness or friends.
Oh, well, that's all you can ask for, really, when coming down to these things, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to leave with those things.
Exactly. Same here. And maybe some free ice cream again,
Yeah. Free food. Yeah. Food, happiness, friends, and what was the other one I mentioned? Knowledge. That's
there
important.
You go.
We want you to learn. You're still at college.
So is there anything else you want to highlight?
I guess really quick, I will just do a plug-in for our campus food pantry, because that has been something that we've been working on for several years now. And just over the pandemic, we were given a really cool grant and we're able to expand the pantry. So it went from being a small little cabinet with just canned goods to being a room with a refrigerator and shelves, wall to wall, ceiling to floor shelves with a lot of different food. So whether you need a snack or you need a meal, anyone on campus is welcome to stop by the food pantry. We ask that you visit us in the student life office and just do a quick little sign in. You don't even need to tell us what you're doing. And you can walk back there and grab some food for yourself. It's great to have that on campus. And we also are accepting donations. So anyone on campus can also drop food off at any time for us and know that it's going to someone that can really use it.
Is there anything like specifically that you would like to have donated or anything?
Yeah, so the hot commodities are Pop-Tarts and cereal, oatmeal, and peanut butter and jelly, really. I would say anything that's ready to eat food is good, and even stuff that can go in the fridge. You know, we run out of that stuff very quickly because it's so desired, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they want to come donate some food, where can they go and where can they find it?
The good thing is we do have baskets that are around campus in different buildings. So if you start to look around, you might actually see a food donation basket on top of it's like a stand that we've created with some logos. But you can also just come visit us in the student center. We are in the lower level and it's student life. We're right there and you can just donate anything right there.
All right. Sounds good. If there's anything else you want to talk about, I'm all ears. Keep going if you want.
Oh, my goodness. I think I covered everything for this semester. But, you know, we do have some really great stuff that happens in the spring, too. I'm happy to come back and share all that when we have that finalized.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're really happy. Thank you for inviting Student Life to come and talk about our events today.
Oh, absolutely. It's been great. And this is Laura Burke. Where can we find you?
I am also in Student Life down in the Student Center, and I have my own little private office right in the Globe Cafe.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, David.
That's it for this episode of the Owl's Nest podcast. We'll see you next time with whoever we have on. Stay curious, Owls.